a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as The Six Shooter, just one of the many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with The Bob Hope Show, The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring you both mirth and music. It's a great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as The Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both The Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as The Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still remembered legends.
Halfway Creek sure wasn't much of a town. Oh, that general store and cafe, room and house, and a blacksmith shop. That's about all there was to it. And I'd never figured out where the place got its name, either. It didn't seem to be halfway to anything. As a matter of fact, it was right at the end of the trail from Santa Fe. The only thing further west was a couple of small farms and Gid Bascom's 77 Ranch. That's where I was heading, the 77, to see if I could sign on with Gid for the spring roundup. Oh. Wow, it didn't look like I was going to have to ride out all the way. Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah. Well, there was Gid himself pounding down the main street, five or six fellows behind him. Well, if he had that many men working for him already, he probably wouldn't have much use for me.
Hey, Britt. Britt Ponsett.
Howdy, Gid.
Where in the name of Moses you come from, Britt?
Oh, no place special. I was laying some railroad track out of Denver for a spell, but then I thought it was about time for me to hit the saddle again.
Well, if you're looking for a job, we can always use an extra hand, can't we, boys?
Well, it's mighty nice of you, Gid. To tell you the truth, I was sort of hoping that you had room for another.
Well, go on, Britt.
Oh. I guess you've got enough help here without me.
Well, my outfit's been growing since you were through here last. Well, we'll stretch clear over to Apache Hill.
You don't say.
Yeah, it takes a lot of riders to cover that much ground.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Oh, come on then, let's go. We're on our way back to the 77 right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next roundup, Gid.
Well, what's the matter with you, Britt? You said you were looking for work.
I reckon I'm what changed Ponsett's mind, Gid. I reckon he's a little too fancy to ride alongside me.
Huh?
How about it, Six Shooter?
You boys know each other?
We met up.
Yeah.
Well, take it easy, Gid. I'll be saying
now,
it.
Now, hold up a minute, Britt. You go ahead, boys. I'll catch up with you. I want to talk to Ponsett.
You're wasting your breath.
I'm still boss of the 77, Clint. I don't need no advice from you.
Sure, Gid, sure.
Better cup of coffee, Britt.
Oh, thanks. I guess I could use one.
Yes. Christian ain't the best cook in the world. He can usually get his coffee down without it gagging you.
Chris, you still run the cafe, huh?
Sure. Town ain't changed much, Britt. On the surface, that is.
Oh.
Oh, well, come on in, Mr. Bascom. Come on in.
Hello, Christy. You remember Britt Ponsett?
Britt, well, for goodness sakes, when did you get back to town?
Oh, just a little while ago, Christy. Ah, you're sure looking well.
Fit as a fiddle, Mr. Ponsett. Fit as a fiddle. Now, you both sit down at that table over there, and I'll bring you some of my special for today. Beef stew. I made it fresh this morning.
No, thanks, Christy. We just come in for some coffee.
Well, it's after 4:00. It's practically time for supper.
Our coffee will do the trick for now.
Well, what about you, Mr. Ponsett? A little taste of my stew?
No. I think I'll just stick to coffee, too.
Oh, okay. Well, the pot's on the stove out in back. I'll get it.
No hurry. Well, Britt?
Hmm?
Is Clint right? Is it on account of him you don't want to work for me?
I never said that, Gid.
You sure acted it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was sort of surprised that you'd hire a man like Clint Sutton.
Britt, I just didn't have no choice.
Oh?
Like I told you, the 77's been growing. When a ranch gets big, well, I guess a man's bound to make enemies. He needs somebody who's handy with a gun around.
Mm-hmm. You never had any enemies before, again.
Yeah, well, times are different now, Britt.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you remember those sod busters down by the creek, Perry Waddell and Fred Garver?
Sure.
Well, there's been some new ones move in the last year or so.
Well, that isn't your land along the creek, is it?
No. Never claimed it was. I always figured there was plenty of space around here. Room enough for me and them nesters, too.
Well?
Well, I ain't been like some of the other ranchers. You know that, Britt. I ain't never tried to run the sod busters off or burn them out. Live and let live. That's what I always said. I try to practice my preaching, too.
Here's your coffee, Jen. Right off the stove. You sure you won't have nothing else?
Oh, thanks, Christy. Here you go.
No, hold
Keep
on.
Keep your hands
hold
away
on.
From your pockets, Britt. I guess I can afford a couple of cups of coffee.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Baskin. I say, I've got some bread in the oven, so if you want anything more, you just
follow. Boy.
You better saucer it for a spell. Let it cool off some, huh?
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it's not the heat, it's the taste. Gee, whiz, that stuff's... Well, it's as bad as the coffee I make myself. Worse.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing we didn't order none of Christie's stew.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, Britt, about Clint Sutton. Now, there was a good reason for hiring him. They've been stealing my cattle.
What?
Yeah, them nesters.
Now,
there ain't any doubt about it. My tallies are short. After the roundup, I'll know for certain how many they got away with.
Well, now, Gid, it doesn't stand to reason that men like Waddell and Garver would rustle your animals. They're in a rough spot as it is when they're living right next to the edge of your ranch. Well, they must know that you could shove them off of there if you took a mind to it.
I guess they know that, all right. Anyway, one of them tried to shoot me.
Were you sure of that?
No, I didn't see who it was, not for certain. But there ain't been any strangers around Halfway Creek lately, so...
Sutton's a stranger.
I hired him after the shooting. I had to have somebody, Britt. My own boys ain't very fast with a gun. They ain't had much experience lately.
Now, Gid, you're just asking for trouble bringing Clint Sutton in here.
Britt, the trouble's already started, and I didn't start it. They did. Of course, if I had known you were coming into town, I wouldn't have taken Clint on.
Well, if what you wanted was a gun, I'm not the man for you. I reckon Clint is.
Well, that's the way you feel, Britt.
That's the way I feel.
Maybe you'll change your mind after things quiet down. Or maybe there won't be a serious mix-up now that them sod busters know that I mean business.
I wouldn't count on that, Jed. Well, thanks for the coffee. Well, it was getting on toward evening now, and I was beginning to feel some hunger pains down the pit of my stomach. I sure didn't like the idea of sampling Christy Ott's stew, though. I figured I'd be better off to buy some cold grub at the general store, so I headed across the street. Just as I started to go in the front door, I saw somebody staring at me from behind a wagon over to the blacksmith shop. Sun was directly behind him, so I couldn't tell who it was exactly. Not until it came around into the shade.
Britt? That you, Britt?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, don't you recognize me? Perry Waddell?
Oh, sure, Perry. Oh, the sun was in my eyes. I couldn't see
you. You busy, Britt?
No, not especially.
Well, I'd like to talk to you if you got a minute spare. Busted one of my wagon wheels this morning. I'm waiting for Sam Todd to see if he can put it together.
Mm-hmm. Well, how have things been going with you, Perry?
Not so good, Britt. Not so good.
Yeah, I was just talking to Gid Baskin. What's behind the trouble, anyway?
Same old story, I reckon. Big ranch, small farms, there just ain't room for them both.
There's always plenty of room before. Harry, Gid tells me that some of his cattle are missing.
Oh, that's just his excuse to get rid of us.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't no thief, Brett.
Oh, of course not. Of course not, Perry. But I understand that they've been some new families moving in. Is that right?
Any farmer who'd steal from Gid's herd, he'd be plumb loco. He'd just be asking for Gid to burn him out.
Yeah, that's true enough.
I suppose Gid told you somebody took a shot at him, too, and said it was one of us.
He mentioned something about it, yeah.
He just needed a reason for bringing that Clint Sutton in here. Clint's a killer, pure and simple. Think bad enough that Gid wants our land, he's got to hire a gunfighter to take it away from us.
Well, Gid never objected to your farms before, Perry.
There was always plenty of other land waiting for him. Now he's pushed his ranch clear to Apache Hill. He can't go no farther in that direction, so he's got to spread east. And we're in his way.
It just somehow doesn't sound like Gid. He sure seems sincere when I talk to him. Now, I'm almost certain he believes somebody's been rustling his cattle.
Britt, I swear to you that I never so much as laid a hand on any of his stock.
Well, that's none of my concern, Perry. I've seen I'm leaving town anyway.
Oh, you can't leave, Britt. You've got to stay here.
I what?
You're the only man who can stand up to Bascom. And Sutton.
Oh, and I'll hold on, Perry.
Oh, we couldn't pay you much, but we'd all chip in and give you what we can.
I told Gid I'm not a hired gun. I'm going to tell you the same thing.
Britt, my farm's all I've got in this world. I spent 21 years trying to build it up into something that'd mean a decent living for my wife and kids. Nobody's going to take it away from me now.
Well, I understand that. I understand. Hey, look at that. Looks like somebody's in a rush, huh?
Yeah. It's Ruth Lovett.
Oh?
Oh, he's homesteading the place right next to mine. Ruth, what's your hurry?
Yeah, I gotta see you, Perry.
Sure?
Yeah, but it's real important.
Well, I was just going into the store anyway, so
no
I'll see you later.
No need for you to rush off, Britt. Ruth, this here's Britt Ponsett. You can speak your mind in front of him.
Six-shooter?
That's right.
Real pleased to meet you, Mr. Ponsett.
Howdy.
Now, what's all the fuss about, Ruth?
They're gonna burn us out tonight, Perry.
You
what?
Sure?
Yeah, one of Gid's own men told me.
Well, I was just talking to Gid just a little while ago, Rube. He never had any intention then.
Well, maybe he's changed his mind since then, Mr. Ponsett, and maybe he didn't feel like advertising what he's up to. Now, Perry, we got to get together, all us farmers.
Oh, sure, Rube, sure. We'll hold him off.
Hold him off? Why, we wouldn't have a chance against a man like Clint Sutton.
Well, we got to do something. We got to fight back.
Yeah, we'll fight back, all right, but on our own ground.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll be riding toward our farms tonight, Gid and all his boys. There won't be a soul over at the 77.
Yeah?
We'll show Gid Bascom he ain't gonna have everything his way. We'll burn him out while he's burning us.
Oh, Ruth.
Now, I sure don't see what you'll accomplish by that, Ruth.
Why, Gid'll think twice before he tries to shove somebody else around. That's what we'll accomplish.
Maybe so, but it won't save your farm.
Well, what else can we do?
Well, you might try talking to Gid, see if you can find out what's eating.
Talk's a waste of time.
Oh, I don't know, Ruth. Maybe he'll listen to reason.
Has he ever listened to us before?
Well...
Besides, what about Clint Sutton? Who's going to reason with that gun of his?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about Clint. Britt?
Now, Perry...
Britt, talking to Gid is your idea.
Yeah, I know it is. I know, but I... Oh, doggone it, Perry... All right, I'll see if I can head him off. Now, you and Ruth go back to your farm. Stay put, huh?
Okay, Mr. Ponsett.
You don't know how much this means to us, Britt.
Yeah, I see. Got it. Maybe someday I'll learn to keep my doggone ideas to myself.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in just a moment. If you're of teenage or up, a loyal American, male or female, your country needs you in the Civilian Ground Observer Corps. You've heard the radio broadcasts, seen the television pictures. You know the facts. You know what a single H-bomb dropped in any metropolitan area could do. And today's long-range bombers have made intercontinental war possible. Enemy planes based on the other side of the world could reach the United States in a matter of hours. Radar can help detect them, but there are dangerous gaps through which low-flying planes can penetrate without detection. To fill out our detection system, civilian personnel is needed, particularly along the east and west coasts and in the northern states. Sky watching is not a game, it's a necessary precaution. The Ground Observer Corps is now operating on a 24-hour-a-day basis and needs at least 200,000 volunteers to contribute a few hours of their spare time to this vital work. Will you volunteer? Get in touch with your local civilian defense center at once.